been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Ion Travel continues from the Travel and Leisure Global Summit here in New York City. Of course, you can always reach me. You know how to do that. You just email me, peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go to the phones out there in Plainfield. That's out of Chicago. I've got Carrie on the phone. Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I wanted to know, my husband had an incident, actually two incidents, where he had wine spilled on him and coffee splashed on him. And I wanted to know, how do we go ahead and deal with that?
Well, wait a minute. Who spilled the wine and who spilled the coffee?
The flight attendant, both times in first class, spilled.
Oh, so you had first class coffee and first class
wine.
Yes. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Which airline was this?
This is United.
Okay. Were you with him at the time?
I was not.
All right. So you're based on his story, right?
Correct. Yes.
Is that wine on your collar or are you just happy to see me? Okay. All right. So what happened? Did the flight attendant apologize? Did the flight attendant offer to do anything about it?
The first incident was two glasses of wine. It was a late night flight that was coming back from Dallas. And once the wine spilled, of course, it was apologizing up and down throughout the entire flight. They offered him a $50 voucher. However, he was soaked in wine, and the flight's about two and a half hours long. Then to get into O'Hare, then we have to drive an hour home. He sat in wine and wet clothes for all that duration.
Okay.
Wait.
Go ahead. Let's not get to the second time yet. So now they're apologizing up and down. They offered him a $50 voucher. Did he take the voucher?
They put it into his account. He is a Premier member. However, he did, once he got home and everything settled, he did message them back to let them know, you know, he had quite a long drive home. What if he would have happened to have gotten stopped? He smelled like wine. He has an aversion to wine to begin with. So he just, I mean, the whole thing was just a fiasco.
Okay, but wait, this is on the same flight because it's about to happen again?
No. The next, about 3 weeks later, he was coming back, and it was a morning flight. I believe that one was from Denver, and he was sitting in first again, and a gentleman who was sitting kitty corner to him, so like behind him, like off to his right shoulder, the flight attendant spilled coffee on that person, which then wound up spilling on my husband, like splashing towards him.
Okay, and what happened in that case?
In that case, again, the flight attendant did apologize, offered a $50 voucher. However, she never had made, she did not file anything on it. So when he got home and checked his account, because it usually comes right away, there was nothing in there. So he did reach out to the customer care team, who then in turn said, well, we have no record of it. But once he described the person that was sitting towards the back right of him, well, then they came back with a voucher.
Another $50 voucher.
Correct.
All right. So obviously United Airlines has a standard operating procedure that if they dump wine on you, you get $50. If they dump coffee on you, they get $50. I wonder what gets you $100. Well, that's another story. In any case, you know what the lesson from all of this is?
A rain poncho?
No, I'm not flying next to your husband.
Oh, yeah, that too.
No, but you know what? In any situation like this, it's a safe assumption that I'm sure they were sorry that it happened. It's not part of their deals. Mm-hmm. And if he was in first class, so there's another consideration there. His mileage status, another consideration there. But what if he wasn't a Premier member? What if he wasn't
right,
Mr. Million Miler? Would he have gotten the same apology and the same $50 voucher? I'm not so sure. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. But in this situation, before the squeaky wheel got the grease, the squeaky wheel got coffee and wine.
Correct.
So here's the deal. They finally resolved it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It could have gone the other way. And did he have a very severe dry cleaning bill?
He actually, it's just jeans in his work shirt, so it was able to be laundered. So that was fine with that. But you know, it was just the whole point of it. I mean, I know it was not done on purpose, but for it to happen twice in 3 weeks was mind blowing.
All right, but I got to tell you something. You got to give credit to United for something, and I'll tell you what it is. At least they empower their flight attendants to try to resolve it on the spot, as opposed to having you fill out a form and going through you know, 5 years of bureaucracy to get some apology. So three cheers to them for at least doing that.
Yes. They did say that they are having trouble with the glasses that they're serving these out of, and so I think that probably warrants some research on their part, and maybe it's probably happening to more people. Obviously, it happened to the gentleman who was sitting off to the right side, the back right side of him. So well,
I hope he got a voucher too. Why don't we just call these first class catered flights voucher flights and write the whole thing off? No, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, thanks for the call. Tell your husband no more wine drinking on the plane. It's not worth it. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more coming from the Travel and Leisure Global Summit right here in New York. No wine needed right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues. Of course, you know the drill. You can always find me. You can reach me by emailing me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go out to the phones. Out in a place called Umpqua, Oregon. Spell that three times fast. I've got Steve on the phone. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
I got a question for you. Where is Umpqua?
It's about 70 miles south of Eugene, about 12 miles southwest of Sutherland, Oregon, and about 12 miles northwest of Roseburg, Oregon.
All right, so that narrows it down. How can I help you today?
We're planning a trip to Ireland in October, early October, but we're going from Portland, Oregon to Iceland and then catching connection flight to Dublin. I'm not sure if there's any requirements. I know London has some new requirements where you have to get an application, do an application and all that. I'm not sure if Iceland and or Ireland do.
Okay. First of all, you're on Iceland Air's longest flight. That's going from Portland to Reykjavik, and they do a great job. And no, there are no requirements in Iceland for any kind of paperwork or visas. And the same applies to Ireland. The rest of the UK, yes, but not Ireland, so you'll be fine. And
okay. And
are you staying in Iceland or are you just connecting planes?
It's just a connecting flight.
Too bad. You could have a great time there. You should do it on the way back. And what are you going to be doing in Ireland?
We have a church function that we're going to Ireland for. It's a Feast of Tabernacles.
Wow. Are you going to get around the whole country?
Well, we're going to be in Ashbourne for the most part. We're staying there the whole time, but we will get around. We'll be there for about 14 days or 11 days, something like that.
Well, you know what? You're picking one of my favorite places on the planet. We did one of our best specials there called Hidden Ireland. So if you get a chance on Amazon Prime or Apple TV Plus, punch up Hidden Ireland before you go. It might give you some ideas, okay?
Thank you very much.
You got it, Steve, and enjoy the flight.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Now, here's an email from Kathy who writes, we're going to go on a cruise to England, Scotland, and Ireland after Labor Day, and we have to stay overnight for one night in London. So here's the question. We'll be traveling overnight and getting to London on a Sunday, September 7th. We've been told to stay awake for the day and just wondering if you have any advice as to what to do. All right, so here's what I do. No matter where I'm going, by the way, I can't tell you this is going to work for you, but it's worked for me all my life. No matter where you're going, no matter what time you arrive, this gets a little challenging, you must stay up until midnight local time. So how do you do that? No heavy lunch, no heavy breakfast, no afternoon nap. If you take an afternoon nap, no one will see you for 3 days, including you. You got to push yourself to stay up until midnight local time. So that means no alcohol, too. But it doesn't mean you can't go to a spa. Doesn't mean you can't go for a walk, shoot some basketball hoops, whatever it takes, you know, do a museum, but stay active. Don't sit around. You will nod off, and your chin will end up in your stomach. All right? It's really as simple as that. And then you repeat that exact process when you get home. No matter what time you land, stay up until midnight local time, and you'll cycle. You'll sleep maybe 5 hours the first night, and then your regular sleep cycle the next. And that works on both sides. At least it does for me. Okay? So don't overthink this. And remember, on the plane, that also means no alcohol on the plane. One drink in the air is worth about 2.5 on the ground because of altitude and humidity and pressure. So don't do it. Just hydrate yourself often and early. I cheat. I do club soda or ginger ale, but they don't have to be carbonated. Regular water is going to be fine as well. And you should be okay. Again, the other problem is for so many travelers is when they arrive in places like London, it's early in the morning and your hotel room's not ready anyway. But many hotels have a health club and a spa, and you can use it without having to spend money for expensive treatments. You can go in the sauna, go in the shower, go in the pool, but don't fall asleep. Stay active, hydrate, and you'll be okay. All right? And remember what I said about the alcohol. Otherwise, you will not be happy. And speaking of happy, here's another tip. If a hotel has a spa, again, doesn't mean you have to go get the treatments, but they'll probably have a sauna. Go in there, take your time, take that sauna, and then when you come out of the sauna, follow it by at least a quart of water, but drink it slowly, and then guess what? You're good to go. No jet lag, just don't forget, no big lunch. You'll cycle and do the exact same thing if you can on your return. That music means we're out of time for the whole show, but lots of people to thank. Amanda Morris, our producer, Kelly Hires, Jess Feldman, Corinne Flaherty, and the entire staff at Travel and Leisure for helping to make this show happen. We'll see you next week, everybody, from another location somewhere around the world.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.